I'm Noah Adams in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The group of seven wealthy industrialized nations, also known as the G7, is meeting today and over the weekend in Washington, D.C. One of the major topics is debt relief for poorer countries. U.S. Treasury Secretary John Snow signaled for the first time yesterday that America is willing to consider wiping out those debts entirely. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Vigeland. Hi, Tess.
Hi, Noah.
What did Mr. Snow have to say here?
Well, basically, he said what you just mentioned, that the U.S. thinks there needs to be a big increase in both debt relief and in new grants to some of the world's poorest nations. And that could include entirely wiping out the debts that they owe to world financial institutions like the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. Now, Snow's comments came after Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer said on Sunday that his country would be contributing another $180 million toward debt relief. That's about 10% of the current debt load. The U.S. and officials at the World Bank and IMF are now signaling they might be willing to take similar steps.
And how it could make a huge difference in the economies of these countries.
Yeah, at least in sub-Saharan Africa, we're talking about $210 billion. And of the 27 countries that they're saying would be eligible for all this debt relief, most of them are in that region. The UN released a study earlier this week showing that if you look at the original loans between 1970 and 2002, most of the loan amounts have already been paid back, but there's still an enormous amount of interest to be paid. Seth Amgott is with DATA, an advocacy group that works for debt relief and other third world causes, and he says that the money that would have gone toward paying that back could now be redirected to other projects.
It means the poorest countries, at least 27 of them, will have an additional $1 billion a year that they will be required to spend on fighting poverty by getting more children in school, getting clean water into more villages, building health clinics. It's an outstanding development. It'll mean hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of lives will be saved.
Now, I should note that this wouldn't happen right away. These countries do have to go through a fairly lengthy process involving both the IMF and the World Bank.
And what happens to the countries and the financial institutions that have to give up that money?
Well, we should note that almost all the bilateral debts, debts to individual countries, have already been written off. The last round of that was in 1999. So really what's left is debts that are owed to the World Bank, the IMF, and a couple of other institutions like the African Development Bank. The U.S. is, of course, the largest shareholder in the IMF and the World Bank, but this isn't bilateral debts owed to specific countries. And today, Noah, in the Marketplace newsroom, it's Friday, time for a look back at the week on Wall Street.
There you go. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly this time for talks about money and about business. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Tess.
Thank you, Noah.